For the fourth year, undocumented youth spoke out at an afternoon rally yesterday in New York's Union Square to declare themselves undocumented, unafraid, and unapologetic. The rally is part of a national campaign to press for passage of legislation. In New York, that would be the DREAM Act, which would allow undocumented students who meet state tuition requirements to access state financial aid and scholarships for higher education. It would also open 529 tuition savings accounts to all New York youth and establish a DREAM Fund commission to raise private funds for a college sponsorship program for children of immigrants. Diana Eusebio was at yesterday's rally to speak out.
I am a high school student right now. I am undocumented, and it was last year that I empowered myself here at the same space. I was able to tell my story to a crowd, and like they gave support. So like one of the reasons is we're here to tell a story, to advocate for ourselves. And like I said, I am a high school student. The New Year DREAM Act is crucial to pass this year. I won't be graduating this year because I'm still one of the younger, I'm a sophomore in high school. But there's other students who are juniors or seniors are graduating before me, and we need the New Year DREAM Act because we qualify for in-state tuition, and we also qualify for the requirements of the tuition assistance program.
What's your personal story? Where are your parents from, and how did you end up being in the States?
I am from Mexico. I came to this country when I was 6 years old with my father and my two older brothers. We were 10, 8, and 6 at the time. We came because we were having a lot of struggles. My mom had recently passed away before that, so my dad, he needed to get away, and it was just getting crazy there. So he decided to come to the United States. We came, we settled in Florida for a couple years, and then when my brother, who was the youngest and who had just turned 18, he was stopped for driving with no license. And for us over there, he needed to drive to take us to school, take us grocery shopping, he needed to drive. So I can't blame him for that. And because he was arrested and unfortunately deported, my father decided to move once again to New York City. And here we are. I am in high school, and I am here because I decided that I did not want to live through the same that my brother lived. Like, once he was stopped, nobody could save him. Like, even though we tried hiring a lawyer, he couldn't tell his story like I did. So I am here advocating for myself and for others.
Also at Union Square were a group calling themselves the New Yorkers for Immigration Control and Enforcement. Joanna Marzullo said they were there as a counter-protest to those who want the DREAM amnesty.
It's not only about the particular illegal alien student that wants an amnesty to be legalized here. It's about who they intend to chain migrate in. So that will increase exponentially the number of people in the U.S. And it's also about the fact that the U.S. does not conduct DNA testing on any kind of large scale for people who claim to be family. So what we're really talking about is some person illegally here who can potentially say that a friend of theirs who lives in Mexico was a brother, and then have that illegal alien come here. And really, we do this in the belly of the beast. Here, we're doing it in New York City. New York ICE is 7 years old, and we believe we take this stand in the belly of the beast to show the rest of the U.S. that even here, even in New York City, which a lot of people think is a goner to this issue, there are people who are standing up and saying no more, enough is enough, enough amnesties. Let's effectively secure that border, enforce our own U.S.'s immigration laws. And I'm tired of the unverifiable sob stories that the other side will give you. My sympathies lie with Americans and legal immigrants and their descendants. Nobody in New York City is standing up for them except for New York ICE. And it's a real affront to Americans and legal immigrants that we have all this illegal alien trespassing into the U.S., into New York. And I'm a born and raised New Yorker, so it affects me deeply that we are allowing all this illegal alien trespassing into my city.
That was Joanna Marzullo for New Yorkers for Immigration Control and Enforcement.